You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
I think it's really sexy.
I do, too. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday. Hope your mornings are off to a good start, everybody. It is time, as always on Tuesdays, to start the final hour for our Sparta TRT Mail Sack. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't watch from the sidelines, reclaim your edge, and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. A fun note as I'm scrolling through my show sheet that I forgot to bring up and pump my chest about, so allow me a brief moment.
Quite a few things that we didn't get to today on the old show sheet.
There is. This is, I like jotting down when we do our picks for everything. I like doing our picks and then saving them.
Okay.
I took the Knicks to win the NBA Finals, and I didn't even brag about it preseason. I had the, now I had them beating the Nuggets, so, you know. But I had the Knicks.
You had the Knicks winning the title.
I had the
Knicks
winning the NBA. I just scrolled through it. You had You had the Knicks in it. You had the Thunder over the Knicks.
Yeah, okay.
Swag had the Nugs beating the Cavs. Those were our preseason picks.
So I got the Knicks in the finals right, and then I had the Thunder and Spurs in the Western
Conference. You had OKC
Conference.
Versus San Antonio. Yes, you
How about
did.
That?
I had Denver versus Golden State in the Western Conference finals.
Who did I have the Knicks playing in the East?
Milwaukee. What was that? I had Detroit. Somehow I was a Detroit buyer. That's not bad.
Now,
am I basketball dirt again? Do I get the label back? I think I get it back. Preseason pick.
I mean, I told you the Hurricanes going to win the Stanley Cup in six.
Why didn't I buy a ticket on that preseason? What would the? I mean, they weren't that long shot, but it would have been a nice little payday if I would have.
You would have made a couple of nickels.
I would have made some money on that bad boy, man.
I know PR does a lot here. Did you guys see the timing of what happened yesterday? Giannis released his thank you, I will always love you, you mean a lot to me, Milwaukee thing.
I did see that, yeah.
People noted that when it got released, it was exactly at a time he was in the middle of a live stream. So he wasn't even...
It's a time to...
That's thing, a PR'd release. I'm like, yeah.
That's a scheduled tweet right there is what we call those.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Just make sure they hit it the right time.
Somebody noted, too, I think he's wearing 7 is what he said on the stream.
What number he's going to be in Miami?
In Miami.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's true, but somebody noted if he went his standard 34, do you know if he went to Boston and wore 20, he literally would make it impossible for Ray Allen to be retired at any number at any stop.
That'd be pretty funny.
The only one left would be Seattle, and if they even get a team in time.
Would be pretty funny if that happened.
He just cancels out Ray Allen in Milwaukee, Miami, and then Boston.
We also had our, because I think that happened after I was gone on Thursday, obviously no show Friday, we had the John Morant reveal, 12 off limits.
He's won.
He's won.
Well, is that off limits?
You can't have it.
Is it off limits? Or
we
is
know
he...
it is. The Blazers are stupid. Of course it's off limits.
We try.
Melt in my heart.
7 and 12. You just can't touch them. Will we retire them? No, but you're not allowed to wear them. We have fake jersey retired. It's just the weirdest thing. Anyways,
he accomplished more, but how are we going to feel seeing LaMarcus get retired before Roy? It's a little odd, isn't
it's
it?
It's very odd.
Not that LaMarcus isn't deserving of it.
Sentiment, the sentiment to the fan base and what they meant to us, it'll never be close.
No.
If one blows the other one out of the water. It's not even a debate.
We didn't even talk about the Garfield story with Ren Roy.
No, we did not.
Bizarre.
He's back coaching, though. Huh?
Yeah.
Get him a job again. Millsack question. Would you pay $1,000 to stand on the Hawthorne Bridge to watch fireworks?
$1,000?
I don't understand the premise of this. Is this a thing people do? Do they charge $1,000? Did you pay it? I don't understand it.
I wouldn't pay $1,000 to go to the World Cup game.
No. God, no.
No.
I got the same fireworks show in my backyard.
Yeah.
Rednecks.
No.
Not
for fireworks.
Yeah.
What are we...
Absolutely
not. Is that
not
even a thing?
I stayed at a premium hotel last year in Pacific City, overlooking the entire beach. Didn't cost me $1,000 to stay there with my family.
Yeah.
No.
Better fireworks show, too, on top of it. Yeah, that's a I'll spend my $50 at the Clackamas County Freddy's and their TNT. Go. Like that'll pay for the 4th of July. But other than that, to pay to go see fireworks, no, man. You go find a free show. There's one in the neighborhood. We just couldn't stay up late enough because Teddy was going to bed. But next year, I think we're going to push it. It starts right at 10 o'clock.
There you go.
He wasn't quite able this year, but I think next year we'll make our way up there. It's fun. Did you see a fireworks show and go home? Not paying $1,000. Mail sack question: do you prefer a sweet or a savory breakfast?
Savory.
I lean a little more savory, but I'm not going to act like you put a box of donuts in front of me and inside I'm screaming like a happy little fat kid.
Yeah.
I do love a good
donut.
I mean,
we had the breakfast buffet on the ship.
I have tiny legs and I'm fat.
Everything. Like, they had a fresh omelet station.
Go over there.
They had all the savory
stuff. Can I
tell
you, I don't like that.
What?
It's a problem for me.
Too many options?
No, I want to eat all of it.
Mm.
You may not believe this about me, but if you present me with a breakfast buffet that has like strudel pastries, donuts, and then egg stations, and
they had all the cold fresh fruit.
Yeah, it's a problem, and
oatmeal or granola and all of that, and then they had all the hot stuff, potatoes, all your bacon.
Now, how was all the food? Was it good?
It was really good.
Okay, because my only critique of that when you get that at places is you've cast too wide of a net, and now all of it's just average. Like this is many options.
It was good.
Yeah, as long as it delivers, I'm okay with the number of options.
But I will always have more savory things
on
my plate than the sweet will be. I'll have a donut or a pastry or something like that, but it won't
dominate. It's not even a contest. Breakfast is the best buffet meal you can have.
Oh, yeah.
Not even debatable.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a debate.
Not even a debate.
No.
There's no competition.
No.
Nothing else comes close.
No.
Because, yeah. Yeah. Correct answer. Move on.
I'm a fritter boy all day.
Mail sack question: best regional hot dog style, Chicago, New York, Seattle, Detroit, or Sonora?
What was the last Sonora?
I don't know what a Sonora dog is. Let me look it up. What's a Detroit dog? What goes on a Detroit dog?
I don't know. I'm a big fan of the Seattle dog with the cream cheese and the grilled onions.
Yeah, Seattle is the goat. Sonoran dog.
It's a cream cheese on the Seattle dog?
Cream cheese and grilled onions. That's usually the gist of it for the most part.
I can't remember if there was like bacon bits or something.
I think you could do more than that if you want to, but I think the gist of it is cream cheese and grilled onions.
I did a pho dog over 4th of July.
How was the pho dog?
Baseline hoisin with a little mustard.
Okay.
All beef dog, chopped up steak, and then cilantro onion with a little sriracha on top.
What's the review?
Oh, it's
good.
Yeah.
Delivered.
Isn't that a bad hot dog?
I mean, touche. Yes, I have, but I will still eat it.
Right.
A Sonoran hot dog is a bacon wrap hot dog from Mexico.
Ooh.
It's popular down in Arizona.
Street meat.
You put toppings on it like pinto beans, onions, tomatoes, mayonnaise, mustard, and jalapeno salsa. So it's kind of like a taco hot dog.
I don't know if I like the mayonnaise.
Let me look up Detroit style.
We know.
I'm okay with mayonnaise. Yeah. I don't know if mayonnaise and that combination is getting me.
Detroit, better known as a Coney dog, is a natural beef frank with, steam bun.
Mustard.
Chili sauce, it sounds like.
Is it
zigzag yellow
dog?
Mustard. Yeah. Heavy topping of diced onions. Yeah. I'm out on that. No, thank you.
Oh, dude, I love a chili dog with onions and mustard.
I'm a Seattle dog guy, though. Seattle has the best hot dogs. Whenever I'm in Seattle, I eat way too many hot dogs. Especially you go to like a Mariner game or something, that hot dog stands out there. I'm grabbing like six on my way into the ballpark.
Sad confession yesterday. I realized about myself, I can't eat more than three in a day.
Three's all you got?
My stomach is just like, dude, you ain't doing it anymore.
Shouldn't do any more than that.
Hot dog burps. Stomach's moving and grooving.
And to answer your question on a bad hot dog is when you're making the turn at a golf course and you take your bite of your hot dog halfway down the 10th fairway and you're not sure if it was cooked.
Yeah.
Like when it's bare.
Halfway. That's the first bite I know if it's cooked or not cooked.
What is the, what's the classification of like just below lukewarm? I don't know what that would be, but whatever that level of heat is, when that's the bite of hot dog you're taking. There, my friend, is a bad hot dog.
We had a...
You know what you do? You eat it anyways, you just pray. You pray to the food gods that it doesn't bite you in the back end, because I'm hungry and I need some protein in the second nine. But I've had a bad hot dog.
I don't know what happened at Park Rose at Sacramento Elementary, but we need an investigation. Fifth grade year, we all discovered hot dogs suddenly had a green hue. Hey, it's wiener wrap day. Hell yeah, brother, too.
Hell yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah. Why does it look like an oil slick on top of it?
It's not the way this is supposed to look.
Not good.
Let's see what
still
else we got
though,
here.
Didn't you?
I mean,
shut up.
I did too.
I mean, we all did, right?
Wiener Wrap Day was Wiener Wrap Day.
We all did. Mail sack question. The Tour de France started on July 1st. Well, hello. Welcome to the sports calendar,
there
Tour
you
de
go.
France.
Can you watch the Tour de France?
Like I don't know YouTube even thing? Know who has it anymore.
Is it? Did they just show you?
Is Kai Cenat doing it? Is Ice Show Speed doing it?
I mean, are they well, in the Tour de France?
NBC had it for, when there was the NBC Sports Network. They had it.
Yeah. How boring is that to watch on TV?
Can I give you a really good take?
Is that the most boring sport to watch on TV?
Ooh.
People riding
people
a bike on a
nap
road
during golf rounds.
America's
I'm
Cup.
Just, at least I'm out. Not saying that's that. 300 you can
lap NASCAR races. You ever fallen asleep at 101 and woken up at 2:33?
Crashes are cool.
If you saw a crash, then yeah. But if you didn't, it
well,
was a
think
clean
about
race.
A bicycle crash going down the Pyrenees at 70 miles an hour.
I mean, watching people ride bikes seems like the most boring sport on
Can
TV.
Can I interest you in watching them blood dope before they get on the bike?
That I would watch.
To see.
Where does the needle go? Is it painful? Do you see? Do you feel an immediate burst of energy?
I don't know. Do they go Incredible Hulk, Luke?
I think I'm landing on that being the most boring sport
America's
to watch.
America's Cup is pretty boring.
Is that the sailboat
sailing,
one?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather watch sailing. Like, if you gave me the choice, Dirt, you have to watch one of these two. I think I would take sailing.
I've seen sailing on TV. It's
I mean, it's horrible.
It's awful.
It's
pretty terrible.
Watching people ride a bike.
You want to watch them row a boat?
Yeah, it's more interesting to me than riding a bike.
Well, they don't row. They're sailing.
It's sailing.
Stop it!
I can ride a bike. I can't figure out a sailboat. I don't know how to pull those sails up. At least I'm learning something.
You can't ride one of these bikes.
I could ride one of those bikes.
Not a chance in hell.
FIFA has a storied past of corruptions. Which sport would you consider more corrupt and controversial, the Tour de France or FIFA? FIFA.
I think
the
FIFA.
Athletes in the Tour de France are more corrupt.
Right.
The organization? It's not. Oh. Does the Tour de France do anything controversial?
Well, half Nobody of FIFA attention. Guys are in prison, aren't they?
Yes.
There's, yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
The amount
Swiss
of.
Jail.
Guys are cheating. League, whatever. Do they do
it's
what they do?
It's pretty much FIFA and the IOC taking
yes,
the pick.
Yes, of the most corrupt. I'm going to now
Which
ask.
Which league do you trust the most of the core four? Or trust the least?
In terms of their corruption?
Yeah. It's got to be the NBA.
NBA.
Right?
Frozen envelopes exist.
Yeah. Tim Donaghy.
Tim Donaghy. LeBron to Cleveland, really? Ricky Davis, we saw that.
Three straight number one picks. Pelicans number one pick after AD.
Dallas getting a Cooper flag.
Oh.
Yeah, there's
well,
no
why
doubt.
Why would that be a fix?
Rigging the trade of Chris Paul.
Well.
Not going to the Lakers, going to the Clippers.
Getting Pau Gasol.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the NBA. It's not, not debatable. Mm. I'm going to put up an open-ended poll question, by the way. What is the most boring sport? I'm going to see what answers we get here.
I'm telling you, dude.
Somebody's going to send in, like, dressage, and then it's going to be in my face.
You're underrating.
That's not a sport, according to you.
That is true. It's not
like,
a sport.
Isn't boring, like, where it literally can't keep you awake? That's pretty boring by definition,
well,
right?
Well, ESPN just brought back, they've got, I think, on ESPN Plus or Unlimited or whatever the hell they're calling it now, the World Series of Poker.
See, and I'd rather watch
That's
poker.
Not a sport.
If it's not a sport, but if you gave me the option of Tour de France or poker,
I'd rather watch poker.
I'm watching poker.
I'd
10 out
poker.
Of 10.
I'd see where I hit, where I don't, whereas like they win and I'm right. losing all my money.
Like, this is the game I'm playing in my head. You're giving me bad options. I don't want to watch any of these things, but if I put it against watching the Tour de France, I think I'm choosing the other option.
Okay, but
for now,
back to my point.
Until
falling
we find
asleep
one.
During an event makes it by definition boring, right?
Yeah, to a certain extent, sure. People think golf's incredibly boring on TV.
Well,
I don't blame them.
And I watch the majors. I watch some of the non-majors. I've literally fallen asleep on like the 7th hole, woken up, and they're on the 13th hole.
I mean, I've fallen asleep literally during every sporting event, though, to be fair.
Well, you get the football coma nap.
I have a coma nap every Sunday.
Yeah.
You're right.
Baseball games, it's like the middle of the 4th inning. What am I doing here?
You're right.
Why is there a relief pitcher in again?
Isn't F1 racing, though, like over by the 5th lap? Like once the dude gets out in front, it's impossible to pass
because
they're all
with
road
you.
Courses?
Never watched an F1 event in my life.
Okay.
So I can't, but I will. I'll check one out and let you know if I think it's boring or not. At least they're driving fast, but I see that point if it's over quickly.
I mean, it's a road course, so they do turn left and right and that sort
of
thing.
It's not just
but,
one turn over and over
but
again.
There's like two spots on road courses you can pass somebody, but once somebody gets out in front by 20 seconds,
I talked to somebody
like
that went
over.
To the Vegas one the first year they had it, and I was like, how was it? And they're like, oh, it was great. We would just talk and drink, and then you hear, Nyeow.
Oh, there we go.
You'd see them, and that was it.
Yeah.
F1
seems
like
a little screen you could watch.
They do laps though, right? Like it's a lap, so they do.
They were going down the main strip and everything.
I feel like F1 is more important to be there and be seen, like a social event, rather than. I'm sure there's some hardcore, racing fans that are into it.
But... I mean, that's what basketball is. It's a social gathering.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for a lot of people sitting courtside at a game.
Dressing
seen,
a certain way, having a cocktail.
Hey, we're out night out of the town.
Yeah.
Mail sack question. What is the most obscure place that you would go to on vacation? It's kind of random and open-ended. What do we mean by obscure?
What do you mean by obscure? I mean,
a place that nobody really wants to go? Or are we talking off the beaten path? What's the definition?
Like Montenegro?
Would you go to Antarctica?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't have any interest in Antarctica.
Croatia is not obscure. I mean, people dream about going.
No, I, yeah. That's what I say. What do you mean by
that's not obscure to me.
It's got to be off the beaten path. Pakistan.
No, thank you.
You want to see the mountain range in Afghanistan?
Got good poppy seeds, I hear. No, I'm out on that.
I think that's what they mean. What is the most obscure place you could go to?
Not a lot of places I'm willing to roll the dice and risk my life.
Mine's pretty easy. North Dakota. Why would I ever go to North Dakota?
Yeah, North Dakota's pretty boring. I've been to North Dakota. There's not a lot going on in North Dakota. Not a lot to see there. Yeah. They don't even have the Mount Rushmore.
No, that's South Dakota.
That's South Dakota.
I mean, I've been to Oklahoma, and that's
South Dakota is the better of the Dakotas because they got Mount Rushmore. At least they got the one tourist attraction in their entire state.
If I was to go outside of the pocket of the U.S.,
does this count? Does like obscure like people?
Juneau,
probably...
Alaska was pretty obscure for me. That was a random. I didn't know that was ever going to happen in my life.
That counts.
And then I'm at a wedding, and I'm like, what?
Wyoming's cool, but like people like to go to Jackson Hole, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I've been to Jackson.
Like Wyoming's a cool state to go visit. There's buffalo all over
What's
the place.
What's a country you'd be willing to go to that people don't talk about going to?
Like to actually roll the dice on a place? I'm not going anywhere in the Middle East. No, thank you.
Would you go to Russia?
No, I have no interest in
going
to Russia.
I'd be way too nervous to go to Russia.
Way too nervous. Let me pull up a world map.
Would you go to China?
No.
Really?
I don't have any interest in going to China. Japan I would go to. Oh. I don't really want to go to China, but I don't feel like Japan is off the beaten.
No,
you know?
That's a pretty popular destination.
What about Greenland?
Imagine. Greenland's a good one.
Greenland would be cool.
Yeah, nothing going on in Greenland.
Is it obscure, though, by definition?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like an African country that I'd want to go to.
Chad.
Africa would be fun.
Go to Chad.
Cape Verde?
Yeah, there you go. I've Cape heard Cape Verde is beautiful.
Yeah.
There, that's a good one.
But that's an island.
Oh, that's an island. Ah, whatever. That's my answer.
I mean, to people's point, I'd never heard of it until the World Cup.
That's true.
I had no clue it existed.
Morocco?
Yeah, I've never been to Morocco. Sounds like a beautiful place. Cape Verde, my final answer. That's a tough one to get to right there because it's very open-ended without many details.
It's pretty sweet. Southern island I've always wanted to visit called Australia.
Australia. We'll go down to Australia. Let's get dart throwing is getting texted in. Golf for sure.
Darts, if you've watched European Championship darts, they know how to produce it, man.
Cornhole or
Cornhole's
Tour
way
de
more
France.
Boring.
What would you rather watch,
boring.
Cornhole or Tour de France?
There's no production
Sprague.
In what they do.
No, I don't want your answer, Swigard. You're a bike guy. Sprague, your answer.
I'm a what?
You're a bike guy. You like biking. You're into the wheels. You're into the two wheels.
Does
Sprague.
Own a bike?
I don't know. But he's of all of us to watch Tour de France, there's only one of us who's actually done it here.
Yes.
And we all know who it is.
Yeah.
If I get you have two channels working on your TV.
Oh, God. The Ocho?
And that's all. You
the
can
Ocho?
Watch Cornhole or the Tour de France. What would you rather watch? Yeah, to pick one.
I'd rather watch Cornhole.
I would too. I would too.
If you give me a short person that might end up murdering somebody and you tell me he's the champion and he does it with no hands.
Dude, this is my fault. Yeah.
I might be in on that.
That guy shot a guy with no hands while driving a car with a bottle of booze in his hand. That doesn't exist.
I don't think that story's right.
No. Doesn't make any sense.
Somebody misreported that. How can you shoot somebody driving a car with no hands?
Pro bass fishing or Tour de France?
Pro bass fishing.
Pro bass fishing.
I want to see what the whole area looks like so when I go fishing, I can find a similar spot.
Maybe Ben Simmons is out there.
I biked once. My brother-in-law gets into these little weird hobbies where he like becomes obsessed with stuff.
Right.
And momentarily, he got into biking. So he invites me to bike. You know what bike I got?
What'd you get?
I got a standard issue mountain bike.
Yeah.
And they all had road course bikes.
Yeah, a little bit different.
And they're like, you want to go on a bike ride? I was like, sure.
A little bit wider
had
wheels.
No idea. I was going on a 25-mile bike ride.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
We were going way down, you know, Johnson Creek and the Springwater Corridor. I'm like, where are we going?
You get shivved with a needle along the
Dude,
way?
They smoked me. They're like, switch gears. I was like, I am. It was terrible. It was terrible. I want nothing to do with it.
Keep those coming. We got some more mail sack. The Sparta TRT mail sack is only halfway done. Rest of the questions, room for a few more. 503-864-6326. We'll finish it off. Sparta TRT mail sack next on The Fan. Just a shot at North Dakota on the fan text line. Somebody said their state tree is the telephone pole.
Yeah, dude. I probably have better odds of going to China than ever going to North Dakota. Are you kidding me?
A lot of NASCAR texts coming in.
Yeah, dude. As a kid who grew up watching NASCAR with my stepdad, like,
I get it.
He'd always convince me, mainly because I was a child looking for a father figure. By like lap 10, I was like, I'll be back. I'd come back an hour and a half later. They'd still have 180 laps left.
Wrong caution right now.
What are we doing?
We got a caution flag out there.
What are we doing?
Everybody got to slow down.
Rubbin is racing. Okay. All right.
All righty. Let's see what else we got in the old mail sack. Pull back up. Brought to you by, as always, Sparta TRT. What happened now? Who's ahead of who?
Argentina just like put a perfect pass. Dude headed it in, and the goalkeeper came out of nowhere. Just a one-handed save.
Messi can't even make penalties. Is he still your GOAT?
Is the
GOAT status slipping? Is Mbappe going to be the GOAT by the end of this thing?
I asked who you choose as your golden booter for the World Cup right now between Kane, Holland, Messi, and Mbappe, and I said Mbappe yesterday. I think Mbappe is the best player in the world.
Now, Ronaldo's out, right? He lost?
He gone.
No World Cups for Ronaldo? He never won one, right?
No, but he said he won the Euros in 2016, so it's basically the same thing.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I didn't get butt cracked on that quote. What's the equivalent of that quote for another sport?
The NBA Cup.
Saying we won the NBA Cup. I didn't need to. Charles Barkley saying I won a cup. Who needs an NBA Finals? Yep. Is that the same?
That's how I'd view it.
Okay.
Justin Herbert. Winning the Rose Bowl versus winning the playoff.
I don't need a Super Bowl.
Who
I have
needs a
Rose Bowl.
Fiesta Bowl over LSU when you could just win the Rose Bowl against Wisconsin.
I mean, get you one of these, baby. Get you one of these. I did see that. Pretty funny that his run came to an end. Mail sack question. Dirt ranked the holidays last Thursday when Sprague was out. Do you agree with the 4th of July being number 2 on his big board?
Oh, so you say, I'm assuming you put
Christmas I did a power ranking of my top 5 holidays on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Good solo show fodder.
Ever changed? I don't know if you've changed that in my life of knowing you.
Christmas, numero uno.
Yeah.
Has to be. It's the GOAT. It's the GOAT of all holidays.
Absolutely.
I put the 4th of July 2nd on the list. I'm a big 4th of July guy. I put it number 2. I had Thanksgiving 3.
Yeah.
Halloween 4.
Okay.
No. And then I put, thanks to Breezy, now that I know I could call him that, throwing out Father's Day, making my top 5 now that I'm a father.
Or B-Dot, by the way.
B-Dot?
Well,
was that B-Bop or B-Dot?
So Sunday, I had to go to a kid's birthday, and one of my friends that I haven't seen in a long time, he's talking to me, and he's like, oh, my friend Brandon. And I was like, what? And he goes, oh, Black Brandon. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was telling him yesterday about how I've had Black Brandons and white. Yeah, I'm white Brandon usually.
There's a mixture here.
Anyways, we're talking, and I was like, people call you Brandon? He goes, well, yeah, they also call me B-Dot, B-Hen, Breezy.
Where are all these coming from?
I taught hip-hop in college. What?
What?
You popped and locked it? Okay, all right.
Did he pop and lock it for the YouTube audience?
He did not.
Okay,
he would not get up. And
come
I tried
on,
to get him to
Breezy.
The Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Superman that,
Go
you know
pop
what I mean?
And lock it in the studio chair. What are we doing over there?
Look, I'm not mad at your ranking. I'm probably going to switch around Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Father's
4th of July
Day.
2? 4th of July 2? You think 4th
no,
of July?
No, 4th of July number 2.
My thought process was...
Summer.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to have the weather.
It's great timing. The where it falls on the calendar.
Halloween, usually crap weather for us here.
Yes.
Thanksgiving, usually crap weather for us here. Christmas is only one because it's a movie genre and or it's so indoctrinated into our culture.
Sure.
But Christmas 1, 4th of July 2, Halloween 3... Thanksgiving 4, and I'm going to go...
I got to be honest with you. I loved his Father's Day submission because I think I was on Labor Day because the start of football, and he was like, well, what about Father's Day? And I thought, that's a good... You get to do whatever you want on Father's Day, whether that's spending time with your family, playing golf, going out for some pops with some buddies. It's just, it's a day for you to do what you want to do, and those they don't exist very much in the calendar.
I'm going to go Juneteenth 5.
Well done, buddy.
Yeah.
Well done.
There we go. It's my top 5.
Swigard? I know Halloween's out of your top
Halloween's
five.
Nowhere on the list. I would put 4th of July, too. I love 4th of July.
You're a big 4th of July guy?
Yeah. It's so big, I was out of the country for it this last year.
The 250th, so
you decided to go to Italy.
Exactly.
What's the matter with you?
Un-American. But no, normally, it's just, it's barbecue and fireworks.
It's a great day, man.
It's a great
community
day.
Gets together. Everybody's mingling. Everybody's out.
I would say Thanksgiving 3. I'm big on food holidays.
Yeah, I could tell.
4, I'm a big fan of New Year's.
Really?
I do like New Year's.
Okay.
Why is that?
Now, are you a New Year's... This got into the debate. Are you a New Year's Eve guy or a New Year's Day guy? Because those are two different holidays.
New Year's Day.
You prefer New Year's Day. Because you got to pick one or the other. You can't give me a combo platter.
New Year's Day.
Because of the football?
It's football. Yes. Yeah. And again, usually you'll do some sort of food associated with it to be munching on all day. It's fantastic. And then five, probably Memorial Day. I love Memorial Day weekend because it signifies...
It's kind of the start of spring, summer.
Summer's here is what it tells me. It's go time.
Yeah. That's a fair top five. I got no issue with that. No beef. Let's see. Hold on. I'm scrolling. I got to go find my list again. Mail sack question. What did Swag watch on the long airplane rides?
Going over, I watched the entire first season of Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Are you going to get Apple TV to watch 2 and 3?
Was it on the plane?
It was on the plane.
Ah.
So, those long flights, they give you everything.
Yeah, so the new Boeing Dreamliners is what we flew, and it was nonstop from Seattle to Rome.
Love it.
It was on the way back, I watched 4 movies.
You didn't want to do season 2 of Ted Lasso?
It was not available. Ah. I would have done season 2 had it been available, but it was not.
What 4 movies did we watch?
I watched Mercy... the one with Chris Pratt, which was a take on Minority Report.
Okay.
So that's the AI court. It was Minority Report.
Yeah.
Was it good? Give us a review.
It was okay.
What was better, that or Minority Report?
Minority Report was better.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom Cruise.
That was going on. What else did I watch? I watched Battle of the Sexes. I hadn't seen that. The Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King, the story of them with Steve Carell.
Was that good?
That was actually pretty good.
Pretty good? Okay.
I enjoyed that one.
Okay.
I can't remember the other two. One was something at the very, I think it was one of the Bourne movies because we were close and.
Yeah, just put something on to keep me going.
When I flew to Korea for our Vietnam trip, we had a 13-hour flight. I'd never been on a plane that long. And I sat down, I was finally like, oh, dude, I'm going to watch The Irishman, the Scorsese movie.
That'll eat up half of it.
It was like a 3.5-hour movie, and I remember just getting done going, I cannot believe I will never get that time back. What a terrible movie that was.
Never going to get it back.
But then I watched like 4 other movies, and I still was like, oh, I got 5 more hours till we land.
It's a really weird feeling on those long flights when you watch 2 movies or something, and then you realize...
You still got more time.
I got 8 more hours left. I've already watched 2 movies, man.
It's bizarre. You're just in a tube for double-digit hours. It's a bizarre feeling.
Well, we've been trying to get you to watch Ted Lasso for a long time.
Yeah.
Are you glad that you finally dabbled your toe
in
the Lasso
waters?
I had no
doubt that it was a great show. Yeah. It was no objection to the show. It was just...
Was it better than you expected? Different than you expected? About what you expected?
No, it was about what I expected and heard and read and...
My daughter just started it. She's really enjoying it.
I just rewatched all 3 seasons. That's how much I love Ted Lasso.
Season 4
There's a new one coming
out
in August, yeah.
Now, is that going to be the finals?
They don't know. They won't say because
3 was supposed to be the last one, and they weren't supposed to do another one, and now they're doing it. It's one of those.
Apple TV's like, dude, it's still in our top 2 of most watched shows, and you've been done for 2 years. We need another season.
I mean, you should have done more. Come on. Give me more.
Yeah.
More is better.
It's an emphasis on a girls' team, I think, is how he comes back.
He's back coaching the... Yeah, they have a female team. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think they're still following them. I don't know. Anyways, phenomenal show. I'm glad you finally dove into that one. Great time. That is all the mail sack for today, and it is brought to you by Sparta TRT, baby. You hear us talk about it every week, whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday. Don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge. Win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. We have, for some reason, early World Cup games going on today. Why wouldn't you want these in prime time? I don't get why you would start it so early.
Well, yesterday's Spain game started in the middle of the afternoon.
It did, and then you had the USA game in prime time at 5 o'clock.
After it, yeah.
I think
it more has to do.
It's 9:30 on the West.
I don't
know
how much the teams that win have to travel to their next destination, so it might have to do with some travel schedules.
Got a bit of an NBA final situation looming here too, because you got to wait a long time for the next games.
Oh, really?
Like, I think Norway and England play Saturday, right?
We've got a day off tomorrow, and then a quarterfinal game Thursday, 1 quarterfinal game Friday, 2 on Saturday.
England-Norway, I think, is Saturday.
Can you put into terms, we have a 1-0 lead Egypt over Argentina right now. It's been an entertaining game. Feels like Argentina's due at some point to score a goal, but they haven't yet.
Yeah.
What is this upset in college football terms for me, please?
Ooh.
What is Egypt? What is Argentina? Argentina's one of the powers, right? Like Ohio State.
They're defending champions.
They're defending champs. You've
so
got
they're
Messi.
Indiana. Indiana right now. Who is this Indiana losing to if they are to lose? Like UCLA?
No. No.
No?
Egypt's better than
that?
Having Mo Salah is pretty good.
USC?
Virginia Tech?
Oh.
Virginia Tech. Like a,
is Virginia Tech better than UCLA?
They just fired their coach.
They did.
They just hired a new coach.
Well, they hired a real coach. So.
Well, he's not known for winning big games.
You know that fake
coach. So that might be a tough comp because he's
back.
Never won one of these
and
before.
And now he's the DC.
Okay, I'm just curious. Egypt's got a 1-0 lead on Argentina, the first of a couple of round of 16 games going on in the World Cup. Today we'll wrap it up next with some final thoughts on the World Cup, some audio to play for you, and we got to answer the poll questions. All that still to come, final segment of the day. Next, 105.1 FM, The Fan. All right, this came in. Egypt winning is like Penn State if they would have beaten Indiana last year.
Okay.
I can contextualize that. I can process that
Penn
information.
Penn State came in with buzz, so you tell me Egypt came in with some buzz.
They had some buzz, and then, you know, all right, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. Well, you know who didn't have any buzz last night?
Yeah.
American soccer fans.
USA. Mm. USA.
It went bad early.
Yeah.
And then it got worse.
Yeah, it did.
And here is John Strong telling you, hey, it's getting pretty bad out here, guys.
Richards beating out of the air. Freeze has got to get there and deal with it. He takes it down off the chest to Cancelara, knocks it away. Tim Ream can't block it.
Just... A young Weku.
So considering circumstances, like golf is probably a good one to go to in your head. Who's the guy, do you remember, Swag, off the top of your head, who missed the 2-foot putt to lose to Faldo? He had like a 2-footer to win on 18.
Missed a 2-footer?
Dude, go watch the highlight. I can't remember. It would have been one of the two. He went back-to-back in like 89, 90, is that right?
The Masters?
90, 91 in the Masters.
Well, there was Greg Norman when
Greg
he came
Norman
back
Greg Norman choked
from
one of the years. I know that.
Down.
He came out of nowhere. There was
Scott
a guy.
Scott Hawk?
There was a guy,
Coach?
I feel
Scott
like,
Hoke,
who missed, yeah, like, legitimately, like,
Masters.
A 2-foot downhill putt, tosses his putter up in the air, ends up losing. And I think that was the one where Faldo drained, like, a 30-footer on 11 to
on.
Win. And it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Scott
Dude,
Hoke.
If we were playing around,
that's good.
You would never putt that. Everybody would
right?
be like, good.
So I'm trying to think of like worst plays.
He's
in,
looking at the line of this.
Yes.
2 feet is generous. I don't even know if it's
it
two
might
feet.
Not even be 2 feet. Yeah, I was just trying to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. To see the keeper do that last night in terms of like worst plays and big moments, circumstances, like there's bad plays happen all the time, but it's not a World Cup game or it's not 18 at Augusta.
He is like not even lined up with the hole.
No.
He's like playing this like it's got 9 feet of
that
break.
Was to win the Masters. And he missed it. They go to a playoff, and he loses on the second playoff hole. Or it might have been the first.
He
they might have had a
playoff. Second putt, which
yeah.
was farther away.
The comebacker was farther away.
How?
Isn't that
How
insane?
Did he miss that?
Right? Talk about not being able to live that down. You're never
That's
living that
crazy.
Down. How about who is the Niner punt returner on the NFC title game?
Kyle Williams.
Kyle Williams, yeah.
He duffed the punt.
Three of them, right? Didn't he duff two or three?
Two of them.
Two?
Yeah,
he couldn't
two.
Catch punts, and those led directly to
yeah, that was
Giants
tough.
Points. That's an all-timer last night, man, an all-time bad play.
Have you seen what the NBA, speaking of choking on a big stage in a big moment, have you seen what the NBA's dabbling in? I was going to save this for the Magic Cap, but you brought me here.
Oh, now you're here.
They've introduced this in the G League. They're doing it now in summer
Oh,
league.
I talked about this on Thursday when you
throws,
were out.
The one free
throw. Yes.
The one free throw for the free throws.
That came out during the show Thursday, and I'm like, wait,
I got a problem with
what?
This. I got a problem with this.
I mean, aren't you just helping bad free throw shooters?
You think
no.
you're saving so much time by doing this, and I hate it.
It's really, like, why?
You have three free throws. Shoot one, you make it, all three count. What are we doing?
Yeah, I just don't. Like, you could get a good free throw shooter who misses the first one, and then the next two wouldn't count. But he would. What are the chances, like, if Lillard misses his first free throw of three, that he's going to miss another one of the
one
next
out of
two?
Ten?
Right, just
he's
rare.
Roughly a 90%er, right?
So that math tells you the next two are more than likely going in. You're just taking points off the board.
What are we doing that for?
I don't know.
If you want to clear up the pace of play stuff at the end, limit timeouts in the last 2 minutes. I don't need a timeout every 30 seconds, every
they
time the ball goes out.
You can only
Do
carry,
it again.
You can only carry
There's too many.
Two timeouts.
Foul timeout. Foul timeout. Free throws timeout.
Yeah,
free throws timeout.
We get the timeout, set up the play, other team timeout because they saw the formation.
Yes.
Like, I hate that. But, yeah, this bothers me immensely.
That's messing with the game too much.
Well, we said this about baseball, and it worked.
That is true.
So maybe somebody hits the free throw, they get the 3 points, and we just learn to deal with it. It just
imagine
is what it
a team being down by two, and you get a foul the free throw shooter, and he makes one free throw, and you win the game.
What's harder, making the two free throws or having to make one for the two?
Ooh. I think if you're down by two having to shoot three, I think making all three is harder.
But see, what if you're down two, you shoot a three, you're fouled.
Because no matter
miss,
what, there's pressure on the first one.
But you have three free throws. You're supposed to have three free throws, two to tie, three to win, and you miss the first.
Then there's a ton of pressure on the second and third.
Well, but in this instance, are they going to shoot the other two?
No, in this rule, they wouldn't. They would be done after one. Yeah, if you miss the first one.
It's bizarre.
I don't get it. I'm right there with you. I didn't quite understand that. Packers special teams trying to catch an onside kick. Put that in the list. That was pretty
bad.
Was
it Brandon Bostic?
Brandon Bostic, I believe.
Is that his name?
I believe, yeah. Somebody saying USA fans feeling about how Dirt is feeling after the Ducks got eliminated in a sport outside of football. I think there's some validity to that. Look, I'm going to keep watching the World Cup. Like, I'm tongue-in-cheek when I say I won't care. I got the game on right now, man. I'm watching Egypt and Argentina.
Norway, England. Egypt and
but I'm not going to sit here and act as if my excitement level is what it was 48 hours ago.
Sure.
There's something about the home country us being here and the momentum that had been created.
Yeah.
Like, that was a part of the storyline for me that got me super involved. Involved and Absolutely. Interested in it, and now that that's done, it's just like any other World Cup in my life outside of it's just in the United States, and so they're in stadiums that I know, which I guess helps. The time difference is nice. I like that the games are on, although this one's a little early for my blood, not for my blood, but for the general sports fan blood. I think you're going to get a dampening of some excitement, but we'll watch. I'll be curious what the numbers end up being for last night's game, because that was such an anticipated matchup.
It was a bloodbath pretty quick.
And it was early. It got out of hand, and you're like, ugh. I'm wondering, because I know I did. I don't know about you guys. Did you make it all the way to the last whistle watching?
I kept it on the whole time.
I had it on TV,
I knew they were going to lose. It was pretty evident pretty clearly, quickly, but I wanted to hear some of the commentary. And then sticking around, you see some of the comical errors that we made. And just like, how bad can we be?
It became I want to sit down and watch this. Let's do this together. And then second half, you're like, all right, let's go water. Well, kid, you want to go hop on the swing for a little bit? Let's get some outside time now.
Yeah, and the take right now and today is roughly what you kind of expect. And I think some of it's fair, right? Like, most of us aren't following soccer. We couldn't solve these issues if we really needed to be the ones making the decisions. But there does need to be some narrative-based conversation, whether you're a diehard soccer fan or not, about, like, dude, they accomplished some fun stuff.
Yeah.
But they overall didn't really do anything different in this World Cup.
No.
It just was in our country, so it got more people under the umbrella.
The end result was the end result, though.
What do you need to change to have a better result?
Yeah.
The women have done it. So, like, in a country with such great athletes, we have good athletes.
Can we find a new goalie?
Well, we need a lot. Our defense sucked.
Yeah, we couldn't possess the ball.
Balogun was good, but, like, we need to find our Erling Haaland. The problem is, that's Devin Booker or Josh Allen. Is Devin Booker going to play soccer?
I don't think so.
Is Josh Allen not going to be a galloping horse playing pro football?
I don't think so.
So, if you can convince somebody of that nature, sure. And until we do that, I just don't know if we're ever really going to change much.
Let's get to some of the poll questions. One of them open-ended. I asked, what is the most boring sport to watch on television? Some good responses coming in. I've never seen a soccer game. Deal tweeted us, but do they not know how to stop a clock? Somebody's saying spelling bee. That's a fun one. Would you rather watch the Tour de France or a spelling bee?
Oh.
Those are your two options.
I'm doing the spelling bee probably high, so I can see if I can
How many
also
of the
spell
words
the word.
Can you spell? What's more, I think I'm more impressed by the spellers, to be honest with you.
They're like 8 years old.
That stuff blows my mind.
It's crazy the words these kids have to spell. It makes me also question, boy, what's that training like in those households?
Yeah, not friendly, I think is the answer to that.
I think there's a lot of...
How many homeschooled kids are there?
There is no E on that word.
No! Of all the university-recognized sports, it has to be between golf and NASCAR that got sent in.
Yeah.
And I get it. Yeah, if you're not into golf, I get why golf is incredibly boring to watch on TV.
You ever watched Funny Car?
Funny Car. I don't think I have.
Oh, the drag races?
Yeah.
Where they just go in the straight line.
Just a quarter mile straight.
That's
in like
pretty boring.
4 seconds.
Dude, that's pretty boring.
Most of Funny Car is the build up to just the starting line. They show the body.
Right.
The driver's in like a big cage with a big cover. You can't even see them. And it's like. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And then it's just like a slow inch,
that's a good
inch,
sound
inch,
effect.
Inch, 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 inch. Stop. Over. What?
That was it?
That's it? It's like when I used to have to watch, I'd go to these monster truck rallies. My stepdad was doing coke, driving monster trucks. We'd have mud bogging. You ever seen mud bogging?
I've never seen mud bogging
Coming
before.
Up next is Willie with red steaming bill. and it's just them
driving around
in a Jeep trying to get through 4 feet of like water and mud.
Can he do it?
And half the time, the rednecks are in the stands like, yeah, he got stuck. And now we got to watch him get towed out of the mud pit.
No, time out. We need a break in the action. Get the tow truck out
and
here.
And that's when they push
next
the
guy
merch.
Starts, yeah.
You want a Bigfoot t-shirt?
Go buy
now,
here.
Let's go to the store. Dude, mud bogging and funny car racing. Pretty boring.
Somebody asking, or not asking, I should say. Here are our poll questions today. I'll get to the one of the day in a moment. Is it a mistake for the Pac-12 to not have a media day in their upcoming football season? 71.6% of you say the answer to that question is yes. Should the Blazers hang a We Tried banner? 68.3% of you say yes. And then lastly, your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day and dinner tonight at one of their five locations, San Diego's Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. And that is, do you consider Team USA's World Cup a success? How about this split? 51.9% say yes.
Wow.
48.1% say no.
So we're just cool with getting to the Sweet 16 every year.
I answer no. My standards are higher than that.
Be an Elite 18.
That's it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday. Andrew Nimick was great talking local recruiting. I've been curious on that as a Duck, Beaver, or Husky fan. You can go find that 1051thefan.com. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harrison Marang, is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.